How's it going, everybody? Henry Ashworth, Red R Technologies. We're doing a podcast today. I got someone special, my engineer, one and only, Mr. Ralph Hansel. We're going to get him on the line, and we're going to go over a little bit about how we can take care of you as a customer. Here we go. And I got the one and only Mr. Benoit.
The burner Benoit. Yeah, I'll go into that story a bit later, but great to be here, guys, and thanks for having me, Andy.
How's it going, Ralph? We got you on the podcast. We just wanted to bring you in, and we're going to start this cast. Wanted to touch bases with you and really communicate about customers and how that's been and customer service and support, and then talk a little bit about some of the work you guys have been up to and the jobs you guys have been tackling.
Sounds good.
Can you give us just a little background on you and what you do for the company?
Yeah. I'm the head service tech, so everybody that has an issue can go ahead and call me and walk them through the issue, or we can log in to their computer and figure out what's going on there and just helping everybody out.
How has your experience been with training and really opening these guys' eyes? We just got off a podcast with Mr. Tim Manson, and he did nothing but rant and rave about the service you provided.
Awesome. Yeah. Goes really good. As far as getting people new to the system is far easier than one would think. And then everybody kind of learns at their own pace, or they have a target that they're trying to go for with the system. And then, making sure that they fully understand the training videos that are provided, really gets them to where they need to go. And then bam, they just push on through. And then from there, it's about worrying about, figuring out how to sell the jobs and everything and landing business.
And you help with that, is that correct?
Correct, yes. We love hearing ideas at Red Art. The things that people come up with, the different challenges. Just to be honest, certain things sell better in certain areas geographically. So we might focus on, something a little different. Other places have winter. But that's the beauty of it, too, is they can travel and go to the warm weather, for example, out of Michigan. So we can go ahead and set up jobs in other states and go ahead and tackle those too.
That's wonderful.
That's cool.
Absolutely. Step by step, if someone were to get this machine and you were going to teach them, what's your first step to your last step to getting these guys fully functioning and working with the machine?
Getting them plugged in. That's the first thing we want to do. And how we do that is through the training videos, social media. They're allowed to meet the other people and see what's going on, compiling the ideas together. But with the training specifically, they can simply watch the videos. If they have any questions at all, they can go ahead and call us, and we'll give them the answer immediately. If they get stuck on a concept, we'll log into the computer, walk them through it. So it's really hands-on, too, because a lot of people tend to learn that way and can't necessarily, sit here and read a 50-page book on something and go ahead and get into it. And then once they get rolling, we have them start out on something simple like a paver, maybe a little bit of cement board or something, and we'll go ahead and graduate from that, pull that out, put it right on the floor, go ahead and do that. Tiling is the next step. They'll figure out they'll be taught how to go ahead and move the machine and make a continuous logo. And then from there, they tend to literally take off into their own and just start coming up with other stuff, and the creativity starts flowing at that point. So really, there's not a whole lot of follow-up after they get, fully established, except for the wonderful ideas that we can come up with.
Yeah, that in the owner's group, right? That's pretty beneficial to our customers, being able to communicate with other owners.
Exactly. And also, if people posting things like, hey, I messed up and did this, don't do that. Yeah. So it's a good soundboard, too. Plus, people are doing those Yeti cooler lids and stuff. So they want, advice guys from the group, but hey, what kind of bits are you using, for example, and what settings in the software? So the community part of it really makes up a lot in the service tech department. They answer a bunch of questions like that for different techniques and stuff. So, yep.
Tell us a little bit about 2022 year for you and some of the jobs and the applications that you've had to adapt to accomplish some of these projects.
Well, you know, there's decorative. We just finished up Ithaca College in Ithaca, New York, and that was their logo laid out 21 foot wide, and that's more or less for artwork. And that's going to be the new spot where all the seniors take their photos that graduate. So we did like that project, for example. Another one was for GAF, G-A-F, which is America's largest roofing shingle manufacturer. Now, that job was for putting numbers down for these forklifts where they put rows of shingles to get loaded on trucks. So that's complete opposite of artwork. That's functional work. Wow. And that was a massive repeatability where we had to keep putting the machine down many, many times in different spots instead of one attached logo. So it's really nice that we can bounce around to the different industries. And, of course, you know, for as far as the pay goes and stuff, they pay differently depending on what you're doing. But I've never had any complaints with the pay. So... and it's a lot of fun, too. I mean, seeing everybody stop by while we're running the equipment and asking, you know, what is that, what is going on, and having people come back, it really takes off.
What about how do people find you, and how are jobs that you're able to find and acquire? How are you doing this?
Word of mouth helps a lot still to this day. Firm believer in that. You know, plenty of pictures help. I do tell people the best way to sell engravings is if someone could stand on it. So if you can just, once you get out there and you get a few jobs and you can send people that way, show them pictures and stuff, boy, one person talks to another and you don't know who's going to talk to who. And then you can just get jobs rolling in from that. Media works too, forms of social media to get your work out there so people can see. Yeah, so there's many different ways.
So
you can target industries too. Yep. So
I know Radar Technologies doesn't offer territories. What have you come across? Anybody bidding against you, or any issues with someone taking your job, or territory issues at all? Just trying to dive.
I personally have not. I get kind of the opposite where. Somebody else in the group might call me for advice on what they think they might need, you know, what they could charge, especially if they're newer. And I'll tell you what, if it is close to me, which I've had a couple times, but they were not jobs I bid on, it worked out really well. And I went out and visited them while they were doing it. So yeah, it's so community based. It's never an issue. Plus, if you're local or close to somebody else with the system, you're probably already talking.
Right.
You know, and why go double bid on anything, man? Just there's so much work out there. There's no point to, which makes it really nice. So
can you tell us a little bit about the community and how it's changed your life and how it's changed the way you're doing business?
Yeah, watching everybody grow together in this industry, has just been phenomenal. And, you know, other industries can be a little cutthroat and people could be driving prices down and stuff, which is just a horrible way to do business. With our community and our industry, we're all working together and sharing those ideas and experiences, which just feeds more into the community, which enables all of us to do greater and better work.
Absolutely. And in your opinion, what everyone does sells and makes more money for everyone else.
Exactly. And several times I've had a job where I brought another owner in for help. We had that job in Texas last year, and it was 500 pile moves with the machine. So we had another owner come from Albuquerque into Texas and brought his equipment so we could get it done faster because it was such a large project.
What is
so that? That included profit sharing. So,
what is the biggest job you've been able to accomplish with the machine?
That would be the one in Texas. It was 74 foot in diameter, and they did want to see it from planes, satellites, and drones.
So are you telling me? So are you telling me that you engraved something that can be seen from space?
Yes.
That's pretty cool. That's actually really cool.
It is a cowboy riding a tornado with a lasso with a snake coming out of it at these new football diamonds that they built.
Yeah, that's super cool.
And multiple owners of the CNC machine came and helped on this project.
Correct. Three, actually.
I don't know anybody in the industry that has customers that work together.
Yeah, like this, so seamlessly. Yeah. It's like in the beginning, you mentioned that plugging a customer in, and then you, I think what you meant by that too is that they're plugged into all these resources. They're plugged into the website. They're plugged into the videos. They're plugged in, obviously, to you. You know, you're really onboarding them into you know this industry and this in the product. So it's really cool to see that customers are using the machine. They're not just putting it on their shelf, and I think that's thanks to you, Ralph. So
I appreciate it. I really am in this a lot for the people. I mean, don't get me wrong, the money is good. We get paid good for these grinds. I really enjoy it. But the people involved just makes everything 10 times better.
The culture.
Yeah, and that's the money makes it, that makes it sustainable. So you're not just sitting there, feast or famine. You can, so you do a lot of concrete, right, Ralph? I mean, that's what you do. But what other applications have you used the machine for?
The concrete is where it's at. Epoxy, it cuts through epoxy like a hot knife through butter. It doesn't dull the bit or anything.
Yeah, that's so cool.
So once Henry had mentioned, maybe Ralph, you should get into some epoxies. So I actually got with somebody else in the group that knows epoxy, and he taught me, and then I was able to add epoxy work to my repertoire of concrete that I do. So it really cool. Went full circle, especially for me, being able to meet all of these people and everything. And of course, Red Art encourages all of them, to do that. And I think it's a wonderful system.
So you've been with Red Art roughly for about 6 years. What surprises you the most about this machine after 6 years?
After 6 years? Man, everything I can do with it, it's never ending, the things you can come up with. And, a lot of people that I talk to at first, they're like, it's still just grinding concrete. And I'm like, no, it's so much more than that. See, the programs that we can set up using this system, like the donor programs, mm-hmm. I mean, I can sit here and help produce mm-hmm. a local hospital being built or a park or something and help produce them a revenue income that they never thought of. So I actually get to give back to the community at the same time, or like the program for the poetry that we created, going all around the country, putting poetry in concrete. Even my capital city of Lansing held a whole party for it, an art gala, invited the city, the mayor came, the news, they had projectors of us grinding everything on the walls.
Exciting.
So yeah, it's the getting involved in that whole community and everything and being able to help out and create different programs and stuff like that was a whole side to this that I never thought of when I first got into it. I just thought, hey, I'll go grind some concrete and make some money.
Yeah, that's exciting.
So the fact that it opened up is just amazing.
That's cool.
Before we let you go, we really appreciate your time, but we wanted to iterate one more time on giving us a story of success that wouldn't have been possible with this machine.
Yeah, it was a couple years ago, World of Concrete. I told you that I really appreciate the fact that all of this is the story that culminates to an end fact. And the end fact is, I not only get financial freedom, I get freedom of my time.
That's huge.
Yeah, and I get to control my own life. That's a success story right there. But it wouldn't have been possible if it wasn't for Red Art and all of us doing this. So, yeah.
So we're all a big team. We're all in this together, in your opinion?
Oh, 100%.
That's what makes Red Art what it is today.
Yep. Always there. Always someone there when you need them. That's so awesome. You know, and then and just being able to work together and see this thing go further and further every year. It's new things we can do, or people we can add to the network, and I don't see an end to it.
And I appreciate that. I think that we all make the company, and the culture is what really brings customers and our customers to want to buy and want to move forward with us is the culture.
Yes. That's awesome. 100%. Got to have heart.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate your time on this Saturday. I hope we didn't take too much of your time, but thanks for being a part of our podcast. And we look to do more with you and more customers and get a few more people on the call and just, you know, brainstorm, excite. The energy is just flowing. It continually inspires all of us to want to do more and want to try harder and live our purpose. Let's put it that way.
Exactly. Well, I appreciate you guys for having me.
Absolutely. Well, we'll talk to you soon. And again, thanks for your time.
All right. You're welcome. Take care, guys. Talk to you soon.
See you, buddy.
Bye-bye. See ya.
Bye.